I'd like to call to order the regular meeting of the City Council, City Shore Acres, on Monday, February 24th, 2014, at 7 p.m. First order of business is roll call.
Stephen Jones, present.
Nancy Schnell, present.
Bo Bunker, present.
Mike Weber, present.
Rick Moses, present.
Mark Wheeler, present.
The next order of business is the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Regular council meeting, February 10th, 2014. Council's had a chance to review those minutes. I'll entertain a motion at this time.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the council meeting, February 10th, 2014.
Thank you, Rick. Is there a second?
No second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Special report, or rather reports on meetings attended. Approximately 3 weeks ago, I met at the Yacht Club with several attorneys representing the different gate projects that were proposed. There were several elected officials present, such as Mayor Rigby, Michelle Bachtel from Morgan's Point. That meeting was a semi-informative meeting to let us know a little bit about both of those projects, and they weren't terribly informative above and beyond anything that we had already heard or can research on the internet, nothing in depth or anything to that effect, but they were, it seemed to me, trying to understand what the primary issues of concern would be from the city, and being as how I don't have the right to speak for council on that, it was more just, I was there for informational purposes. Both of the projects seem very detailed and cost a lot of money. That's mainly what I got out of it. The impact as far as to the outlying areas on either project was not discussed. So I did not really glean much from it aside from we probably ought to have some sort of presentation from both of the competing projects here at City Council in the very near future. The other meeting attended was here very recently on the 21st of February. The Yacht Club Harbor Committee Chair, as well as the manager there, invited us, myself and Chief, to come down and introduce Chief to the committee chair and the manager there. That was a very brief meeting, so to speak, and got a chance to introduce the Chief to those folks, and they expressed their pleasure at having Chief Harrison on as our new Chief of Police. And those are the two meetings that I had attended recently. Are there any questions concerning those two meetings that I can answer for you? Very well. The next order of business is public hearings and public comments. Before we get started, I'd like to ask everyone to silence phones. If you have them, if you would please put them on vibrate or silent, it would be greatly appreciated. And now on with citizens' comments. If anyone would like to address council, we'd be certainly be happy to have you do that at this time. We'll start on the right side of the room.
Okay. I would like to address council.
Name an address, please.
Okay, my name is Kay Pickett. My address is 322 Seagrove, Shore Acres. And my husband Kendall and I have lived here for a couple of years now, and we're really, really pleased with our community. We enjoy living here and all the things that come with it. The first thing I'd like to do is really thank each one of you council members for your participation as a council member. Thank the mayor for his time and effort. I know that it takes a toll on everyone as far as their time, and it can also be emotionally draining. And in regards to that, I would like to participate in some of the activities here in our wonderful city, specifically the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. So in looking at that, I went to the website and realized, yes, I'm qualified. I'm a resident. Yeah, I've got a voter registration that's 6 months, more than 6 months old. And that, yes, I can meet at least quarterly, annually. So then I decided, well, I better look and see what position I can apply for. And when I looked at that, I realized that actually every member on that committee, their terms have expired. No one is current. So I further investigated and looked at the last minutes of the meetings, and it's been 4 years since they met for Parks and Rec, and that was very discouraging to me. And my other question is, if they haven't met for 4 years or terms are expired, legally, how can they select a representative for the Miramar Restoration, Shore Acres Restoration Group? So that's a concern. And further, I looked at the planning and zoning and come to find out, similar. Their terms have all expired also. They haven't met for over a year. But there is a little blurb at the bottom on the website that states that members may continue to serve until they are replaced or like retire or something like that. But what I'd like to do is propose that our citizens participate in our associations, our groups, whether it be the Civic Association that JO has or the peer association or Parks and Rec. So I challenge the citizens that are qualified to hold these positions to apply to whoever you're supposed to apply to. I think it's to the board for most of them. Some of it might be to JO or peer association to Joel. So I'm just not really sure. It's unclear. It's hard to get a hold of those people. It's hard to really even know who is on those committees. But I also further challenge or suggest that the current members of those committees, since their terms are expired, and expired by like 4 years for some of them, we don't even know that they still live in this city. I don't. But anyway, I suggest that they reapply with a current application, because the applications are specific in regards to what have you done in the last 12 months. Well, when your application's 4 years old, it's old and it needs to be updated. The next step would be to submit all of those desires or intent to participate in our community to the council and let the council rectify those applicants. They need to meet on a regular basis, schedule those meetings in accordance with the ordinances of the city, and let the community participate as they will. So I think they should complete another application and update it, let the council rectify, schedule a meeting. I couldn't figure out how to turn it off. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to me and your time and effort. And I really do look forward to working together to enhance the livability of our community, because it's very unique and different. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other citizens who wish to address council at this time?
Am I it?
Yes, you're up.
Am I up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you again. I go along with the young lady over here. I appreciate what you just said. We've been residents for some 40-some odd years. Last week I was here. Some of you were not. If you didn't hear about the story that we had a dog incident, Holly was pretty well beaten up. The day after here, this meeting, I took her up to Texas A&M, and they went through a pretty good study for Holly, only to the fact she didn't make it. She was strong and a good dog and loved us, and we miss her a lot. We have here in Shore Acres some pretty good clear codes that say what you can do and what you can't do. And if you can't do it, there's issues in here which need to be taken place. for instance, on vicious animals or other animals, they need to be recognized. The city needs to know about all the animals, not only the bad ones like this one, but all of them. My neighbor next door, across the street from me, rather, renting the property there, and last week I stopped by and she was walking her two pit bulls. She has them on a leash, and they were calm. And I asked her, have you registered your dogs yet? And her answer to me was, what for? Now, evidently, when they come into the city, they're not informed about what's right and what they should do and what they shouldn't do. We have this available. I'm sure all of you have it. I'm sure all of you have read it completely. It's pretty precise. It's clear. It makes our police department, it eases their job up when they have codes like this and guidelines to go by. So I contacted some of the city people, secretaries, and I don't need to mention names, but they're all very good, very cooperative. I asked, what do we do when new people come in? Do we request any information from them? Do we ask if they have pets? And if they do, what kind of pets do they have? Are they friendly with animals or not, or with people and animals or not? Do they bite? I mean, don't you think, in your opinion, I know you can't answer that, but shouldn't we know that? Wouldn't it be nice for the chief to know that so his people would understand if he got a call that they could call City Hall and say, do we have a registration on that dog or on that pet? We don't have that. New owners, whether they're residents or lease people or rent people, are not informed on what they should do and what is required here in Shore Acres. Now, I knew that my dog has had city license ever since the day we came back here with her when she was born. So what I did, I've got a simple draft that I put together in hopes that you would just look at it, consider it. If you feel it's good, we should make it work. It's simple. It's great. You can add to it, subtract from it, modify it, and I'm sure you will, and it will be good. I'll get these things apart. Bo, how you doing?
Good, man. Thank you.
Matt?
Yes, sir.
Rick?
Yes, sir.
And David? You can have the last one.
Thank you.
It would be so simple to do this when people come in and pay their water bill or put their deposit down for their water bill. No extra time necessary, just hand them a form, say, do you have a pet? If so, fill it out. You don't have a pet? Well, keep it, just in case you get one. And fill it out. Come up here, pay your $4, be legal, and tell us about your dog, or your cat, or whatever. We can also, and I think we should, and I was in hopes, Mayor, that this would be done, that we put something in our water bill about pet control and registrations. And if they don't have their registration, come and get one, because the police department is going to be asking questions if they see you on the road. We could stop a lot of things that go on by just having this recognition, and the citizens understand and know what their responsibilities are. I mean, my neighbors across the street, evidently, they didn't know what their responsibilities were. We could help that a lot. This could be very easily put into the computer that I'm sure David has got webbed up so good, so that all he's got to do is put in a number, a street address or something, and get all the information you want quickly. Quickly. And it would sure help. Secondly, beyond that, this is your name again?
Kay Pickett.
Kay Pickett. We have a lot of these committees out there, and
I believe your time has expired. I do apologize.
I would like to grant Mr. Zano additional time if council doesn't object.
With council.
How about 30 seconds?
I will allow some leeway. If you would please continue.
Yeah, I'm your representative for SETH. SETH. If you're not familiar with that, we are the Southeast Texas Home Finance Corporation. What we do very simply is offer to those folks with good credit and a job that wish to come into the community and love to purchase a home, but don't have the financial backgrounds to do it. We'll offer them up to $20,000. No charges if you maintain your property for 5 years. You don't have to even pay it back. Up to a $250,000 home at a very low interest rate to cover your expenses and either the down payment and or the closing costs. Now, prior to this program, the five-star program, as we call it, and by the way, Seth initiated this, and we're all over the state of Texas. Now, there's some areas out there with different, in Dallas and El Paso and San Antonio, don't like the fact that we have got it approved for the whole state, but we do. And we are working, and we are putting a lot of people into homes and helping them to do that. Seth has really worked hard with that, but prior to that, we weren't able to do anything because we are Harris County, and Harris County people had to go downtown to get this, and it wasn't much publicity on how they could do it, so it wasn't really available to a lot of folks, but we're making it available. We have a representative that goes through the mortgage companies and realtor companies and giving them this information. Have you been invited, David?
I'm not.
Okay. Well, you should be. And the mayor. It's a good program. Doesn't cost anybody anything. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Sharon. And continuing on down the line, yes, ma'am.
Charlotte Wells, 3342 Miramar. I don't have a prepared speech, and I have a sore throat, a little bit of a cold, but I did come to council meeting tonight because I am very unhappy. And I'm going to start off by saying that I've been unhappy for quite some time. It really goes all the way back to Hurricane Ike, but I won't go there now. I'll just go with a few concerns. I started writing out issues that we have problems with on council and just making a list. I'm going to continue making this list. I did it when I was opposed to the Port of Houston's siting of the Bayport Terminal, and it was one of the most effective tools that I had. I just made a list of all the things that have been said and been done that were not quite what they seem to be. So I'm going to start with just a few lists because I've been complaining pretty loudly here at council meetings, and I've been not happy with our city administrator and the job that he is performing and his job performance. So just a couple issues. We had the speed bump issue that was approved, but then not approved, and then disappeared, and we have no speed bumps, and people are still speeding down Miramar. We lost Bayshore Elementary. That was a lot. There was a lot going on here at Shore Acres. Balancing the budget has been another issue that we've been looking at. How do we balance the budget? There was Officer Villa to Newman to just lots of things going on here. We've talked about the Evergreen contract, and is that good or is that bad? We've looked at violations of the Open Meetings Act, which I just heard one that may be a real violation. And council afraid to talk to each other. Why is that? Heavy trash collection being somewhat, you know, enforced here but not enforced here, and some people paying fines, some people having their garbage taken away, some people not. It's just not even. It's not fair. There was some talk about the floodplain manager and insurance that we should have a percentage off of our insurance because things had or hadn't happened. Anyways, it hadn't happened. FOIAs, Freedom of Information Act requests, or TORAs, as they're known in Texas. We see obstacles, see another one tonight, being put in front of citizens to get public information. And then there's also code enforcement, and when that's enforced, there's lots of things going on here that I have not pointed fingers and said, you know, this is absolutely wrong or a lie or, you know, any of those things. I've been asking questions, and let's talk about it. I've sent council numerous emails that have had no response. I know that there's some fear of the Open Meetings Act. I don't quite understand that. But you have my email. Nobody's called me. So I did call Mayor Weber this weekend. And I specifically, on the phone, asked him not to reply in an email.
because I wanted to talk to him about the issue that I have. Are you familiar with that, Ms. Weber?
And what he did was he did send me an email, which I have here, and it was extremely disturbing. So, Mayor Weber, I ask you, when you put on the water bill that you're accessible to people, that you want to talk to people, yet you didn't call me for 2 days. And I understand you could be on vacation, you could be, but you did have time to email me. So I have a problem with this, and I expect that people be treated fairly in this city, and I expect basic justice issues here. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any other citizens who wish to address council at this time? Yes, ma'am.
And if it's on the agenda, then we wait till it comes up.
Yes, ma'am. With none other appearing, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. Administrative reports. General activity report, David.
Good evening. I think we're slowly edging forward on the water plant. So we have a walkthrough tomorrow morning with the engineers and contractors. This will be our second final walkthrough. We'll allow them to make quite a pan out. So we'll see tomorrow if we can get the water plant in service. I'm hoping for good things there.
Just out of curiosity, when it does come back online, what can the general population expect?
When it initially comes online, there won't be any necessarily a perceivable difference in the operation. We're going to start it out at 50 PSI, which is what we currently operate at. That said, there will be a significant availability of capacity. There'll be significantly more water that's available should we have a high demand like a fire or if there's a break or something of that nature. Then over a period of weeks, we're going to ramp the pressure up. Our goal is to get to 60 PSI. As we do that, we expect that there are some old asbestos concrete lines that will be unhappy with the new pressure, and we'll have to address those as they come along. But if the system holds up at 60 PSI, we'll operate at 60 PSI, and that will be very noticeable. You'll see that 10% more than 10%, a 10-pound PSI increase will give you more noticeable water pressure. We already have had some improvements with the byway line, and as we expand our system, you'll see more and more water.
Very well. Thank you.
The next item I have is that we've had the pre-construction meeting for the Shore Acres Boulevard 10-inch water main, which will go from water plant number one east on Shore Acres Boulevard to Sunrise, and then turn and go south to Oakdale. That right now is on hold for Harris County right-of-way permits. The entire distance from here, this water plant to Sunrise, is within Harris County right-of-way. Shore Acres Boulevard is a Harris County road as opposed to a city road. And so as soon as they have those permits in place, the city engineer will issue a notice to proceed, and they should move quickly. It's only a 60-day project. A large portion of that is being bored, so there'll be bore pits and pipe pushed through. And then we'll be adding a number of new fire hydrants. It's not a line replacement, it's a supplemental line. So there should be very little disruption. It's not like we're replacing a line and there's a lot of disruption. There will be a number of valves that get installed, but that will happen after the line is all in place. So looking forward to that, moving right along. And those are the items I had to see.
Are there any questions from council concerning those two issues? Report.
I have a council about the first water project that you referred to with the booster system and all that. I know that we had a delay because there was an elevation valve that should have been an electronic valve, and that's been rectified. Now, once this test and this walkthrough has gone forward and then we tested at 50 PSI, is there a training curve? Because this is all computerized, is there going to be a training time where then it's shut back down again and then we can't bring it up though until the people are adequately trained to utilize the system? Or is it going to go straight forward?
No, it's going to go straight forward. We've already done some preliminary training in operation of the SCADA system. The manual controls have already been done. Water plant number two has been on the new system and operational. So it will just come online and it will stay online. It will be controlled by the master system from the Public Works building. But if there's an issue there, if there's some problem, they can just go over to the plant and still operate it from the plant. It's a fully redundant system.
Thank you.
Because if they're going to 60 PSI, that's the max pressure we're going to be on that line, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that was our target from the beginning.
Right.
We did install about a year and a half ago, an altitude valve on the water tower.
Right.
So that we could run at 60 PSI. So all the preliminary work had been done while the system was being upgraded.
Okay.
So we did it 6 months.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions from council at this time? Are there any citizen input on these two? On the general activity, I'm sorry.
I see where we're advertising for a new public works director, and I wonder if the new public works director is going to be on board timely, or are we going to be going outside to have people with our for a license for water problems? Or is there someone in public works that should go through the walkthrough with you to become familiar with the project?
We have a succession in the public works department, and the number two person has been trained and is at the same level. And so there'll be no disruption.
Okay, now if we don't get a public works director right away, have we made arrangements with someone outside? Because you have to have a license, right, when there's a major break or something?
We have licensed personnel.
So we have
no license.
Other than the public works director, we have someone.
That's correct. We do now.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
David Jennings, 1017 West Forest Avenue. I'm sorry. Could you tell us when we lost the public works director, why, and what are we doing to recruit the proper person?
David, do you have that specific data yet?
I don't have a date in front of me, but the public works director has accepted another position and given his notice, and he'll stay through Thursday of next week. So we had a 2-week notice, and we've been doing some handoff to our number two person, which is Eric Ingram, to make sure that there's no disruption. The job was posted the day after the resignation was tendered. It's out here in the marquee, and it's out on the bulletin board. It's on the website, and we're seeking a qualified person now.
Yes, ma'am.
Has the salary been posted from the public works director?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other questions? Yes, sir.
It's the Jerry Victor, 3346 Miramar. What is the hiring process? Who's going to hire and who's going to screen?
It's the usual process. We post and I accept the applications and do the screening and make a selection recommendation and hire a public works director.
Do any of the councils get to see all of this? What David just talking about?
As far as the hiring process, for this particular position, that the council is not in that hiring decision. Though.
Why not?
Doesn't need to be.
That's not a good answer. I think that's why you're here.
The process at this time does not include council. Council does not hire every employee of the city. To include the public
that,
work
is it that you don't want to be, or you're not interested, or is it just a law that you passed?
Well, the city code directs that the council is responsible for policy, and the city administrator is responsible for operation, and those personnel work for the city administrator.
So, in other words, no one can visit or oversee anything that you're doing then? Is that what you're saying on this council?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, what is it that you're saying?
I'm just saying that the way that the city code is laid out is that the council makes policy decisions and that they're like legislators. The mayor is an executive and the city administrator is an executive.
Well, wouldn't it be a good idea to have more than one view?
Well, that's
every job I went for, I had to be interviewed 2 or 3 times. Okay.
like to have one. Cherry Victor, 3346 Miramar. I think of any organization, the key personnel will be the director of public works, the chief of police, the city administrator. And I think that should be under the control of the city council. Whether you need, if in the future, change the code if that's necessary, or issue some kind of policy. Simple as that. A policy order saying any department head should be cleared through city council. No further comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions at this time? Yes, ma'am.
Charlotte Wells, 3342 Miramar. Just to add a comment that we went for a long time with a couple of guys who were public works, and we did not pay a large salary of $60,000 to $80,000 for public works director. And once again, we are not operating within our budget, and we can cut costs. There's a good way to do it. It's sad to go backwards.
As a point of order, that issue is on the agenda. 8.5.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Are there any other questions at this time? Moving on to the next item on the agenda, monthly financial report. David?
Yeah, in your packet is the financial report. The first page are the checking account balances. General fund balance has come up $240,000 at the end of January to $328,225. The utility fund is remaining very stable at $53,779. In terms of service deposits, which is not our money but money we hold on accounts, it's at $55,000. Our Texas Community Development Block Grant Fund at the end of January had $27,284 in it. And about $23,000 of that has been paid out to a contractor. Since then, tax pool, which is our pool funds, at the end of January, the balance was $854,819. Our certificates of deposit remain just short of $250,000. Our property tax collection, January was a good month there. We also had an additional adjustment, just although it's small, in our tax roll. So the tax roll value increased by $56,000. Our current levy is $788,605. During the month of January, we collected $322,047.58. We collected $4,737.32 in delinquent taxes from prior years. And altogether, our revenue from taxes is $328,087.34, which this fiscal year at the end of January brings us to $687,738, which is 86% of our budgeted revenue. The general sales tax, we had a dip in December, and it looks like that rolled over into January. January is significantly ahead, 1% of what it was the same month last year. General sales tax revenue for January was $8,539.60, and we have a road maintenance sales tax in January of $2,134.90. And that's the financial report.
Are there any questions from council concerning the financial report at this time? Are there any citizens' comments concerning the financial report at this time? Not appearing, we'll move on to the next item of on the agenda, which is business, consideration and approval of invoices. Council has had an opportunity to review the invoices and will entertain a motion at this time.
Make a motion we approve our invoices. Be paid.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? No appearing, the motion carries. Next item on the agenda is item 8.2, consideration and action to appoint citizen members to the Miramar Shoreline Advisor Group. David, you had response from several of the designees throughout the different associations and such. Would you be so kind as to let us know who all responded and who is on what
Sure.
Committees before we get to the following years.
The adoption resolution 2014-125. I sent letters to each of those five organizations that were enumerated in that resolution. Sam Krause received a letter for the Planning and Zoning Commission and indicated that he was planning to leave our residency here at the end of the year, and he had appointed as his designee for the Planning and Zoning Commission Diane Victor on Miramar. I've had no word from the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. I've had no word from the Shore Acres Recreation Association. I did receive contact from Nancy Edmondson, who's the Commodore of the Houston Yacht Club, and she will be participating on the group herself. And I did get an acknowledgement of receipt of a letter from the Shore Acres Civic Association, but no clear indication if Mr. Washington is going to be representing or have another representative.
So that's where we stand on the what we'll refer to as fixed positions on the committee. As far as the representatives from the different areas of the city, for the East of Shore Acres component, we have three volunteers. Central and West Shore Acres, however, have no volunteers at this time. Being as how I don't believe there's been an engineering study assigned, nor has it the process progressed, I will certainly entertain any volunteers as they come up from those two sections for council approval in future. However, we do have the East Shore Acres section where we have three volunteers. I understand that. There is a third one who called me today, Mr. Barry Plant, who is at 3522 Miramar Drive, had expressed his desire to participate as a member, which he would also be in the East Shore Acres area. Unfortunately, I did not make contact with Mr. Plant. He left a message, and then trying to get back, we kind of played phone tag. So there's another individual who was interested in participating from that section as well. So we have three volunteers for the East Shore Acres section at this time. And at this point, I would like to open it up to council for a discussion of whether or not we'd want to wait until we have more volunteers, perhaps, if we'd like to take action on picking or selecting a volunteer for the East section so that we can get that person in process, or also to wait for the other two sections to come up with a volunteer if we do another call for volunteers and such. So I'm interested to hear your opinions and interested to hear what direction that council would like to go at this time. Once we have council discussion, we'll open up for public discussion.
Like to interrupt. I would like to withdraw my name since the spouse is part of it already. So I don't think they'll need two victors.
Well, we certainly would be poised for victory, indeed. But thank you, Mr. Victor. I appreciate it very much. With that, we have two representatives then for the East Shore Acres section of that committee, and I'm interested to hear what council would like to do at this time.
I don't know about the rest of the council. Speaking for myself, I'd like to see if maybe we could hold off just to the next council meeting, and for those council members and the citizens also, maybe reach out to people that we know out there to see if anyone else is interested, besides what you sent out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that way we can bring everybody in at the same time. But I think maybe if we reach out to some people we know out in those general areas, the west side and central, maybe we can bring some other people in, get a little bit, that's my general opinion.
So out of these people that are listed here as designated representatives?
We're talking about volunteers.
I understand that. They said they've reached out, and these are people that
still haven't got back with us.
Right.
So the only, I thought I heard you say that there's only been two people out of this group.
Two affirmatives, that's
two
correct.
Two affirmed.
That's correct.
Of them haven't gotten back.
We've not heard word back yet.
So we're still a way shy on people there. And
on the top trust, yes, sir.
Not for a lack of trust.
Okay. So I think I tend to agree with Rick. I'm sure we get a few of these spots that are firmed up. I think we're going to be dragging this out for quite some time.
I think, though, we should make a diligent effort on the next council meeting to study and install something. We really need to push to try to find some people.
I'd like to add up, you know, I think we've got a very qualified applicant now in Kendall Pickett. I mean, if you looked at his resume that he sent to everybody, you know, he certainly fits the criteria that I would ask for. I don't know Mr. Plant very well, but you know, I'd be willing to do whatever everybody wanted if they wanted to wait another council meeting. But at that point, I agree. I think we need to get something going pretty quickly on it.
I'm inclined to place who we can now and then follow up. We're going to follow up in a week, 2 weeks anyway. Let's place who we can now.
I'm in total agreement because not getting anything done by dragging our feet on this and delay. It's in the name of the game thus far. I think that that if we do this as well, there will actually be a citizen representative committee in the formation, and that is a good motivating factor for people from maybe the central and west to go, oh, I would like to serve with that person. It's really happening. It has happened. So that's where I stand. Place who we can now.
Sounds like three of us want to play somebody.
I don't have a problem, Mr. Pickett, going with it right now. But that's not a problem. I just want to make sure we get the other folks.
I'd like to.
I agree. Yeah. That you make it 7 feet away, so I'm okay.
Have a chance to comment yet? Before
A motion can be made, and we can have citizen comment before a vote is taken. That there's procedurally, that's how it should be done. In past, we've always allowed citizen comment prior to the actual motion being made. However, in this instance, there's a council member who wanted to make a motion. We'll allow that motion to go forward, and then we'll entertain citizen comment. So there was a motion
to nominate Kendall Pickett to be on the Miramar Shoreline Restoration and Improvement Advisory Board.
Is there a second?
Second.
Can we amend that a little bit, since we already have two people that have expressed from the designated representatives, that we go ahead and install them also?
You're talking about Diane and
Nancy?
They're already members. Those are the fixed positions. Those are the fixed positions.
Okay, so we don't have to do anything with them.
Right. We have a motion that has been seconded. Is there any discussion at this time? With not appearing from council, is there any citizen input at this time? Yes, ma'am.
Charlotte Wells, 3342 Miramar. Since Jerry Victor has taken his name off the list, is the only reason I didn't put my name on. So I would like to be considered for the Miramar position. And I also, as a citizen, ask how the council is going to choose between different people. What procedures are you using? What criteria are you using to decide? And I would encourage you to have some diversity on the board. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, sir.
You said Mr. Plant, he hasn't had a chance to give you folks a rundown. You know, he may be number one expert on that. You guys don't know. So I don't think it's fair to him. He did say that he's interested. Has he had an opportunity to give you a resume or anything? Do you know anything about him? I mean, you know this one guy, and you say he's good. Well, this guy may be better. So I think it's unfair until you get some facts from the people that said you're interested.
I'd respond to that.
Go ahead.
I agree with you to a certain extent. I think that my understanding, everybody knows tonight is a scheduled council meeting. This has been out for some time, for at least 2 weeks now, correct? At least sent out information?
Nearly 2 weeks.
So I understand Mr. Plant putting in, but he's contacted someone today, the day of the council meeting. We're unaware that Mr. Victor's decided to step out at the last moment. We're here to try to get things moving. That's what the citizens want. So now here we're talking about putting a blockade down. Now we're talking about going to the next week. So I just want to make sure that, you know, this was out there. We're not trying to circumvent anything.
How was it out there, Rick?
My understanding, it was mailed out. Was it mailed in?
No.
It was in the water bill?
News brief? It was in the news brief, Mr. Stanton.
The news brief that has come through our email?
Yes, sir.
And does everybody get the email?
We've sent out over 400 of those, and that's pretty good penetration.
And there was also another mention of it in the water bill as well, in my mayor's minute to call for volunteers.
Okay.
There were two notifications on
it. I was telling the mayor.
I'm moving down the road. We'll get back to you in a moment. Yes, ma'am.
You may pick it 322 Seagrove. I'm accustomed to when deadlines are set in regards to applying for a position, but the deadline is set and not extended due to lack of participation. You make a selection on those applicants that were truly interested enough to meet the deadline and to fill out the paperwork and submit it. You know, I'm sure that the council will look at diversity, and I think diversity is very important in our city. But in regards to this particular committee, we've got diversity in our peer, our civic, the yacht club, but wouldn't it be nice to have a professional engineer on board also? Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Are there any other comments at this time? Yes, sir.
I'd just like to make a comment. At the next session, you will have the final collection or final identification is going to be on this advisory board. At that time, I would like to see you set the first meeting date for that advisory group so that it's not lost. So you've got maybe 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks away, you actually set the date for a group to meet. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Are there any other comments at this time? Yes, sir.
Before I came to the group, I'm going to concur with Ms. Pickett in terms of, you know, setting a deadline. However, since we don't have anyone from Central or West, you know, maybe you should consider changing the process so we can have more from the east side, which looks closer to the bay anyway, and is more inclined to have an opinion about it, so we can get more candidates and fill the three positions. They've had the opportunity and no one's come forward. That's just my opinion.
Thanks. Yes, ma'am.
So, 32, 42, just for clarification, what day was the water bill sent?
The water bill was sent out Thursday.
Yeah, went out last week.
20th. Not that long ago.
And I would say that the citizens have not had a chance to look at it. They're just paying their water bills and looking back now. So I asked you 2 weeks ago, or when you first said that you were going to have the committee, what are the qualifications? How are you going to choose this person? All of those things, and I never heard anything about that.
Those requirements were set out in the resolution, where there were the appointed, specific appointed positions, and then the three volunteers, without any specific criteria being placed on education or anything to that effect, experience, knowledge. Rather, it was a call for volunteers to allow all to participate without limiting it to, for example, only professional engineers or something to that effect.
But my question is, how, there's going to be some kind of criteria that you say, this is how I'm going to choose the person.
Yes,
I
they
like
would,
this person better, so
they would volunteer, and then a nomination would be placed before council, and council would make the appointment. So there's a bit of a check and balance in there. Rather than it just being an appointed position, council will have the opportunity to utilize whatever faculty they have available to them to make the best selection as far as their constituents are concerned. Yes, ma'am.
Diane Victor, 3346 Miramar. I really tend to go to what Ron suggested, and maybe if we do not get any people to volunteer from the other two sections, to maybe allow some other people that are interested here closer in the section. One reason, these people for homeowners, and they probably have a little bit more of a vested interest in the development of the waterfront. And maybe these other two sections, they're just, it isn't as important an event for them. And I would like to second what Ron said, is if you don't get any other people put in and offer to serve, would you please consider some of the people that have volunteered and would like to be on the board?
Certainly. I don't have any issue with that. What I would like to propose then perhaps is, if we don't see by the next council meeting any interest from the Central or West Shore Acres volunteers, that council consider amending the resolution to allow for any type of volunteer to step into those positions should those other sections elect not to participate. You know, we're in the process of trying to keep this a diverse group.
I understand.
And without showing any type of favoritism to one side, although the impact there seems to be greater, it still does have an impact with the city overall. So I would encourage council that if we don't have volunteers within the next council meeting for those two vacancies, that we make or at least consider an amendment for the resolution to allow for the changing of the wording to allow for those other volunteers to participate.
Thank you.
Mayor, I've got a question.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Nancy. You want to go ahead?
I just wanted to make a point, too, though. I don't live across from the water, but, you know, there's a lot of people that are members of the Pier Association that utilize it for fishing, recreation. They take their, you know, their boats out. And so, I mean, it does affect, maybe not to the extent of I've got to look at it, but as far as the utility, and I think that is one of the most important things, is the utility, as well as keeping it beautiful and keeping it Shore Acres. That does affect, you know, people from all over the city. But I'm good with it. If people in the middle and the other side don't want, no, that's perfectly fine. But, you know, I do believe that we've got people that have followed the rules that were set forth right now, and I think we need to go ahead and proceed and proceed. That's all.
Yes,
sounds like you just added an agenda item for the next meeting.
Well, it's possible. However, we still have a motion that has been seconded that we have to go through the process.
You can always get an agenda item at any time.
Yes, I agree with that.
That was my point.
My quick question. I know we were strained on certain things because of the sign out on Shore Acres Boulevard, but for special occasions, something of this, you know, word of mouth is very nice and vital, but is there a way that we could put it out for, and maybe run it for just 4 or 5 days out there, you know, volunteer for the advisory board, and put, you know, go to City Hall and let it shine out there and flash during the daytime? I know we have to have the independent sign up there for X amount for the grant, but could we word it to a such where citizens, because everybody passes that sign, could be out there flashing and saying, hey, you know, you want to volunteer, go to City Hall for the advisory group and flash it for until the council meeting. That gives it 2 weeks, and then you're flashing it out there during the daytime. People drive by it, they maybe some of that. You know, get people's attention. Just shooting it out there. Can it happen?
Yeah, if council wants it to happen, it'll happen.
Right. What do you think, council?
I like it.
Yeah. I'm letting that board use like that.
All right, I'm getting yes, and there, man, I'm getting excited.
Are there any other questions concerning the advisory council at this time? With that, we've got a motion that has been properly seconded to appoint Kendall Pickett to the East Shore Acres position. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? None appearing, the motion carries. Congratulations, sir, and welcome to the advisory committee.
Mr. Mayor, who was the second?
The second was R. Rick.
Thank you.
Yes. Bo was the motion.
What do we need to do about the sign? Do we need to make a motion for that?
No, we don't need to make a motion for that. That's
okay. Good. Thanks.
The next item on the agenda is item 8.3, consideration and action to adopt resolution number 2014-126, approving interlocal agreement with Harris County Public Health and Environmental Services to provide veterinary public health services to include housing and quarantining of animals and related animal control services, and authorizing the mayor to execute such agreement. Did
No, they still have been unable to get the contract to us.
So we have no action to take. However, is there any discussion that council would have this time?
What's the holdup?
That's a good question.
Yeah, they legal wanted to revise the agreement and have it with the new signatories, the people who are running that department now. And so they did. They wouldn't allow the old agreement to renew, and they said they would get a contract to us, and it hasn't happened. So I'm still, it's not the people in the health department no longer in control now. It's off at the county's legal department, and they're being told that any day. I would like to have it in place, you know, every 2 week increment. I'd rather have it in place the 2 weeks before, so I've left it on the agenda.
Okay. Are there any other questions from council at this time? Any input from citizens at this time? Yes, ma'am.
You know, with the horrible thing that occurred in regards to the death of your dog, I think that's awful. And looking through the ordinances recently, I may have misunderstood it, but it appeared like someone, whether it's our police or the dog park or Harris County, is to determine whether that pet is considered a vicious and dangerous pet. And if so, then that homeowner is required to take out a $100,000 homeowner insurance policy. So I'm wondering where we are in regards to what occurred with that dog that could happen to any of our
The specifics of that incident do not pertain to the agenda item. However, I'm certain if you would like to make contact after the meeting and direct that question to David, the process can be explained rather detailed. But we want to make sure that we're staying on agenda for Toma reasons and such.
Might make a note if I can.
Yes, sir.
If you'll speak to Chief Harrison, he'll bring you up to speed to the last minute.
So, are there any other questions concerning the agenda item 8.3 at this time?
The people in, what is this, LaPorte, that we're Harris County Public Health and Environment, who's going to take on this? Are we talking about LaPorte?
No. This is an agreement we've had for years and years and years with Harris County.
Okay.
And it's a backstop agreement for us that they will come out if we call them. It costs us $150 for them just to come out. And then in cases where we have human bites, they pick up the animal and impound it and take care of those things. We also have an agreement, a contract with LaPorte for housing dogs, specifically dogs, and LaPorte has been working very closely with us on doing some of those other things. But we don't have facilities to do either one, so it's just a redundant or a backstop agreement.
In your report, I didn't hear anything about any fines being collected by the city for any animals or anything like that. Have they ever seen them?
That does not fall in line with the agenda item, but sure. If you'll follow up, I'm sure that your question will be answered. Are there any other questions or comments concerning item 8.3 on the agenda? If there are none appearing, if anyone would like to make a motion at this time, we'd entertain one. If not, then we'll move on to the next agenda item. If not appearing, we'll move on to item 8.4, consideration and action to adopt resolution number 2014-129, adopting a limit on the time amount, on the amount of time that personnel are required to spend producing public information for inspection or duplication of our request without recovering costs attributable to that personnel time.
Before I begin, I'd just like to ask everyone to please listen really close to what I'm trying to say. I know there's going to be some public comments on this, and I don't want to hash and rehash it over and over. But, you know, just listen, this is something that, that I think that we need to do. I'm not going to read the entire resolution. It's in the agenda packet. It's on the homepage. I mean, the basic reason behind it is we've just had a numerous amount of public information requests. It's taken up a lot of time and cost the city a lot of money. They've been disruptive and non-productive. Aside from taking up a lot of time. At a time when everyone's screaming for a balanced budget, we just can't afford to pick the tab up anymore. Right now, as it stands, attorney fees are at stake. We've paid over $5,000 in legal fees, not including the personnel and the man hours. We're collecting about, when we do charge, it only covers about 30% of the cost. And that's a loss there. And it's just not very physically responsible. What makes it worse is, and hurt worse, is when we do the work, we send the bill and it doesn't get paid, doesn't get picked up, it just kind of goes away. And so we've got the money into it, we've got the man hours into it, the time into it, and it's just sitting there and goes away. Some of you may be wondering why we're spending the money on the attorney fees. But I'm telling you, in this environment today, this climate that is sore anchors today, everything is under such scrutiny, such a microscope. Criticized for things we did do, didn't do, should have done, didn't do, allegedly did, allegedly didn't do. I'm getting, you know, emails to my personal email address criticizing me for things that I did do or didn't do, didn't read the newspaper. Some of them are just flat out untrue. It's not a very thankful job. It's a thankless job. It's kind of like pulling over to help somebody change a flat tire and getting the crap beat out of you with the tire iron for offering to help. But that's the climate that Shore Acres is today. It's a shame, but that's where we're at. So yes, everything has got to get looked at by an attorney. There's just too much at stake not to have it looked at. The resolution, it's not denying, we're not denying anybody the chance for public information. This is not true. We're not denying anything. We're not taking any right from anybody. All we're doing is trying to recoup some of that cost. Everybody will get a 36-hour credit card, so to speak. Still be billed at the old way, which is not very much. There's people here that I know who use it, and it's not very expensive to do. After that 36-hour, and 36 hours is a long time. I mean, that's somebody working 8 hours a day, Monday through Thursday, and 4 hours on Friday. To fill that 36 hours. That's a long time to do public information. After that 36 hours is spent, you'll be billed. The city will send you an estimate for the work, how long it's going to take, what the price is. If you decide, the requester decides they want to do it, they'll have to do a written statement saying, yes, I'll do it. At that time, the city can charge a deposit for that work done. It's billed according, set by the Attorney General, not by anybody else. The Attorney General sets it, $15 an hour plus a 20% overhead fee, which brings it to $18 an hour. That doesn't cover the cost, but it helps. It helps. We have spent a lot of money on this, and this is just one way to try to recoup some of it and try to stop some of the overuse and abuse of this. Because it's quite frankly, it's divisive on the city. We've got an election coming up, and I don't care who's sitting up here. If this kind of stuff continues, we'll never get anything done. We'll never get anything done. It's been like that since I've been sitting up here. We've been reacting, not acting. We've been reacting. and it's time for it to stop. Again, not saying that you can't do it. We're just trying to recoup some of the money. The fees. I talked about the fees. The city can reduce or waive the fee still, providing the information is in the public interest, and the copy of the information primarily benefits the general public. We're not reinventing the wheel. Again, we're just trying to recoup some of the costs and stop some of the abuse. It's fiscally responsible, and I ask council to pass this resolution as it is written so we can hopefully begin to move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any discussion from council at this time?
I will tell you that you can read the Texas Government Code and the Attorney General's regulations, and you get cross-eyed, your eyes start watering, and then you slap yourself in the head, and you still don't quite get it. My basic understanding is, and Alderman Bunker already touched on this, there's already a rectification, there's a course of action put in place by the Attorney General's office. Not only does it state what your charges could be at 10 cents a page, $15 an hour plus 20% overhead, which brings it to $18 an hour, and a CD is a dollar, but it also gives remedies to some of the things that are already on here, as far as when you need to notify someone, hey, this is going to cost you more than X dollars. And then also, if you refuse to pay your bill after your bill, you don't get to go asking anymore until you pay your bill. That is already in Texas State Government Code. I know that we need to do something to recoup some of the money, but my thing is, why don't we just implement what's already on the book? Furthermore, in the second, well, the first paragraph where it says certain requesters who have arguably abused the process, that is decisive and vindictive verbiage. If you can sit there and read the Attorney General's office and the Texas State of Government Code all you want, and you will never see a word that comes to anything like that about abusing, that is wrong. It is wrong for that verbiage to be in there. That is divisive. Somebody asking for information there is actually theirs to be able to have. That's not divisive. That's people want information. But using language to such extent, I will not vote for that as long as that kind of verbiage is in there, because it is wrong, it is demoralizing, it is demeaning to the citizens, and it is absolutely not the place for it to be.
It's not really information that they wanted if they hadn't picked it up yet. Just saying.
Language.
Are there any other comments from council at this time?
I can see both in Nancy's question of making it. Understandably, I think Bo definitely put the time and his heart into it, no doubt. I will agree that the verbiage, a few words there, can be changed in a more productive, better manner, maybe possibly just a verbiage there on a few words. I think that's a simple fix to where we can fix that and get this thing through. That's my opinion there.
Thanks, sir. Are there any other comments from council at this time?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Though I understand, my interpretation of what you're looking for is to cut down on frivolous requests. I can understand and appreciate that. But if we have something on state law and then we introduce something at the city level that...